Mike, if you would, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Well, I am a farmer from north central Iowa. We live near a town called Woden. I've been a farmer for 30 years and it's been corn and soybeans for the last 10.
So when it comes to this issue of continuous corn, what kind of words have you got for growers?
The words I got right now is you got to check out our Garst AgriSure traded corn, because like I forgot to say, I also sell Garst seed corn and NK brand soybeans. So I'm a little biased towards one company.
Well, and I know that we're seeing growers more interested in doing this. Obviously, the markets are helping determine some of the planning decisions, for example. So what are some of the other things that you might suggest they think about or do from your personal experience?
The first thing you have to do is learn how to manage the residue in your corn crop fields. In our area, a lot of our fields are all flat, black soils, and they're very easy to compact if it's wet. And if a person tries to go out in them fields too soon and try to grow corn on corn in a high residue area, it's a disaster. So management is probably the top thing a person has to look at.
Do you think that farmers who have not done this, that have been in a regular rotation, are they real concerned? Or, kind of what goes through their mind when they're trying to make this decision?
I think last year was probably the first year some guys tried to grow corn on corn. Probably some had really good success and some failed. Prices dictated that a year ago. And I think now this year, comparing prices to current prices today to what they were a year ago, it's going to be a lot easier to stay with that 50-50 rotation. So the want to go out and raise corn on corn isn't as much as was last year, where we were looking at maybe a $70 per acre net, positive net return over soybeans.
Any other words of wisdom for growers who are out here at this conference this year, especially on this subject?
No, just there's just so much information that a person can take in at this whole thing. I mean, it's been hard for me today to decide where I wanted to stop and look, because I don't care what your age is or what your profession is or what you really want to do. There's always something to learn. And that's why, you just got to take the time and stop in one of these learning sessions and just hear what everybody's got to say. And that's my opinion.
Well, I know they're going to appreciate your words, because you're one of them, and that's always good to hear how somebody else has done it. So
sure.
Thank you for taking a few minutes, Mike.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
All right. Here at the Commodity Classic, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.